Alex eyed her mom and said petulantly, I don't think the son likes to go to bed early either. What do you mean, Alex? Asked her mother. Every night before the sun lays down, it looks all red and angry. Alex, the sun doesn't get angry, replied her mom. It just looks red because it's going away to shine somewhere else. You mean the sun is red because it's sad to be going away? Asked Alex. Oh no, the sun isn't sad. What I mean is that the sun never changes color. It was a day in the office like any other. I started off with my usual cup of coffee, black, no sugar. I never understood how those corporate drones could drink those soy lattes and green teas. I mean, what's the point? After checking my email, most of which was spam, I decided to kill some time by blankly staring at my computer screen. I contemplated thumping my head against the desk repeatedly just to break up the boredom, but management tended to frown on things like that, at least on a Monday. So I watched the numbers on the clock slowly go nowhere, and it was right then that I decided it was time for a change. If you want to stroll through a well-preserved piece of the antebellum, go to the city that the Union Army saved. The wealthiest city in the pre-Civil War South was the port city of Natchez, Mississippi. Well situated for trade and agriculture, the citizens of Natchez grew nearly as wealthy as their commercial partners in Philadelphia, New York, and Boston. In between cotton harvests, the lucrative sugarcane trade moved through the city, and slave labor markets were full as well. The profits from trade were quickly channeled into hundreds of lavish townhomes and plantations intended to rival any mansion in the North. I'm Janet Sullins. Thanks for listening, and thank you for your time.